following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, or 669 Victoria Street. Toys will be distributed by Loving Hands Kingston, supporting 80 agencies across Kingston. If you'd like more information, contact Mandy, programs at ryandale.ca, or Patty, operations director at ryandale.ca.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Hello and good afternoon. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. It is Friday afternoon, and I don't know, I think the weather's pretty good today. It's really, really cold, but it has some nice little flurries. And this is a special edition of Whiplash with your host, DJ LFN. And with every passing week, I regret that name because really, what does it mean? But I'm joined by two special guests today in the studio.
DJ Crusher.
DJ Mayhem.
Yay! Two people with way cooler names than I have. But one day I'll catch up. One day I'll get there. I hope you, listener, are having a great day so far. I am not. I woke up feeling super, super excited for today because A, it's Radiothon. B, it's Friday. And I don't know, I kind of like Fridays, but I have the biggest beef with the Kingston public transit system right now because could it all be blamed on me? Yes. Am I going to defer that blame? Absolutely. So I'm at the bus stop and I'm waiting. It's freezing cold. Mind you, it feels like minus 10 outside right now, right? I look super cute, right? Something that should have worked in my favor.
Can confirm.
Thank you for jumping in there. And so I'm waiting and waiting. This guy's staring at me at the bus stop. It's really freaking me out. And the bus finally comes. My lunch is dripping all over my bag. I can smell it, which means everyone else can smell it. And it's shrimp. Not a good thing. So I'm like trying to fix it, fiddle with it. This guy's still staring at me. I'm starting to feel really embarrassed. And then the bus comes. I hop on the bus. No wallet. Oh my God. What do? I pull out my card to tap. He goes, "We don't take tap." What do? Ask him to repeat himself three times because my music is blasting in my ears. And then I got off the bus with my tail between my legs, like a sad human being, and walked back to my house to grab my wallet and got the next bus. So all of you are very lucky that I made it on time today.
I have to say, the transit beef is warranted, though, because like he's already not there for you, and then he pulls that on you today.
Yeah. That's it really hurt me. Like, you can see that I'm struggling, and you said, "Get off my bus." So that really hurt my feelings. But alas, here we are. And for the next 57 minutes, you're mine. So I really hope you enjoy it. I spent a stupid amount of time coming up with this stupid theme for today. And I really, really hope that you enjoy it as much as I did trying to narrow down what I was going to play. But eventually, I decided on, well, it evolved from songs with foods that I don't like in them to maybe, like, silly songs about food. And I was like, nah, that's kind of lame. Let me get lamer. And what I landed on was things that make me think, could I eat that? But then I go, nah, better not. And I do want to let you know it gets progressively worse as we move on throughout the hour. So I do hope that you stay with me through that because it's going to get really dumb. But we're starting off with a song that DJ Mayhem just told me about that I subbed out the title for. So I haven't listened to the full thing, but I do have total and complete faith in her.
It's such a good song.
And my first... Yeah, how did you come about / need? Let's give us some backstory.
Oh, okay. So they actually played the grad club a couple weeks ago. It was like the first week that it really snowed. And I won tickets through Many Moons Events. So I was like, I was debating going for the longest time. And then I was like, okay, well, I got the tickets. So now I have to go, even though it's absolutely gross and icy and like snowy outside. I go to the show, best show I've seen in like the longest time. Like, I strongly recommend, and if ever they come back to Kingston, or if you have the chance to see them in Toronto, but they're like industrial, post-punk, techno-goth. Anyhow, it's a great time. This is off of their newest and debut album, Sit and Grin. And they just are amazing performers. They interact with the audience a lot. And they actually did their album release party with Sookyun Lee, who is an old VJ from the MTV in the 90s. And is a super cool
That is super person. Cool.
So strongly recommend checking out the rest of the album.
Yeah, I 100% will. I remember you invited me to go see it, and I was in Oshawa because because it started snowing, and then it started snowing, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just stay at home where I can get free food for a day longer.
That's so fair.
But it looked really good, and you look really good, like so good.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway, the first set today is gonna kind of be, it's pretty tame, it's pretty bug themed. Yeah. And let me just say, I think where we started to turn with eating bugs was Disney's original movie, How to Eat Fried Worms. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we recovered from that. So up first is Worm by / Need on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Did that make you feel better? Oh,
Welcome back. You're listening to Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Long Sardine by Oxys. Also, which I got from DJ Mayhem, joined with me today. Yeah, I really like that. I listened to it because I was just so intrigued about the concept of, like, an album just named after fish.
Yeah.
So, story behind that, if I saw a long sardine, I'd look at it and be like, do I want to eat that? No, I'm not going to eat that.
Fair.
I don't know about you guys. Have we ever had a sardine out of a can?
No.
Yeah, there we go.
And I don't need to.
Point by period. Before that was Centipede. Now, I was kind of looking for, like, a cricket, but, like, Centipede, I like that song.
Yeah,
exactly. I look at it. So I used to have a centipede infestation in one of my houses, and I would look at them and be
delicious.
Like, what if I ate you? Because in case you didn't know, they are actually cannibals. They eat each other.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're dead. They eat each other.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, spiders also eat them, too.
I also just hate centipedes.
Yeah,
every time I see
so
them,
gross.
I'm like, I want to throw up.
A couple, like, crawl on me in my sleep.
Eat them out of me.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think it comes from a place of hatred where I would just, like, you know?
You eat it out of hatred or love?
Hatred, I think. It's not like that cute puppy thing where you go,
I don't have enough
like,
malice.
I wish I could eat you. Oh, okay. Flex.
Not for that.
That was by Human Toys. And then, of course, we started that set off by Worm by Slash Need. Now we're moving into...
I'm sorry. I looked at this next set. You're going to need to explain yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Okay. And if you weren't here from the beginning, from the top of the hour, this is my Radiothon special where it is a bunch of song titles where I would look at that thing and go, do I want to eat you? Best not. And so we're moving into a little more arbitrary territory here.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Oh, boy.
So... Before we get into that, though, did you guys have any programming for Radiothon?
I did. This morning I played some pop punk at 7 a.m.
I saw you played, I saw in the chat you played Alexis on Fire. Did you play some of their new stuff?
Yes, I really like their new stuff.
I do too. I like Cuz.
Yeah, I played Neighborhood Villain.
Nice. Yeah, because they only drop 3 songs, right?
I think there's 5. 4 or 5.
I'm slacking. I'm slacking. But yeah, no, I really liked that as well. That was a surprise drop for me. Always a nice...
Me too, yeah.
Always a pleasant surprise to see Dallas Green dropping new music. I love him. Anyway, yeah, if you didn't know, it is CFRC's Radiothon. We've had 48 hours of continuous, like, new original stuff on top of what we normally play. So I hope that you have been enjoying that. I think it goes till...
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow at 8 a.m., I think. Mm-hmm. I'm just in there.
Just doing your part.
I'm just doing my part, contributing. And if you would like to contribute to the CFRC funding drive, you can do that by heading over to cfrc.ca and donating there. And you could get a tax receipt for that and get entered into our raffle from our local sponsors as well. So that's super cool, and you should consider doing that because CFRC is super awesome. Awesome. And we do some really cool stuff here and bring a lot of exposure to some local bands and stuff like that, which I know you love to see. Yes.
Bring a lot of exposure to things that you could eat.
We do from like Fine Farm.
Old Farm. That's
old Farm. Sorry, girl.
Old Farm, Fine Food.
Okay, there we go. My bad, girl. My bad. But also, you could win gift cards to local restaurants and stuff like that, too. Yeah. So,
and there's the perk of getting to hear our beautiful voices every week.
Exactly. Yummy, 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 yummy. As I quote Justin Bieber, who's playing under me right now. But moving on, this is a warning to all sexy boys out there. You better watch yourself because I could look at you wrong and I could go, better not. So this is Sexy Boy by Vegan and Air. Originally by Air, but it's the vegan version, which I really dig this one.
I don't think sexy boys are vegan.
This is a good point.
You can take that however.
This is Sexy Boy by Air, but the vegan version on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome back. You just heard The Thing by Pixies. I don't really think that I have to explain, because Chris immediately picked up what I had to put down when I picked this one, which was, would it be my final meal? Yes, because I would get got. But I don't know, texture. Ooh. I think it's very goopy glorpy.
And also, like, special effects, like, it's got the claymation.
I just would want to sink my teeth into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I would probably go, my rationale would kick in. I'd go, nah, better not. And then before that was Your Mom. Hide Your Mom, okay? I will get her.
No explanation needed.
No explanation needed. Before that was one of my most hated figures in history of all time, Richard III. I hate you.
Aaron, how would you cook him up?
I would, you know what I'd do, actually?
What would you do?
You know that, like, what the Vikings used to do, where they used to, like, cut your back open and, like, spread eagle your back?
Okay.
Thank you for everyone in this room knowing what that is.
They did that in Hannibal.
They did. So I'd probably do that and then, like, roast them over a fire. Mm. I think that's what I'd do. Okay. I hate Richard III.
The little crispy back bitties.
Yeah. There you go. It's get your, like, what's it called? Gristle?
Maybe.
Wrong term. Crackling. I don't know,
crackling.
Girl. Crackling.
Yes.
There we go. Wrong animal. But yeah, that's where I was going with that. I hate this guy. For some reason, I know a little bit too much about the War Between the Roses. I don't know where that came from.
The knowledge just, like, spawned into your brain without you having to look into it.
I used to be super obsessed with the show White Queen. And then I basically read all of the books, too. My grandmother actually had the books, and I've, like, almost read all of them. So I know a lot about Edward IV and, like, George and Richard III. And
what makes Richard III your most hated?
I don't know. I think he's, like, a child killer. I mean, they kind of all are, but also, like, he was royal and, like, rich, and, like, he was the last, like, left of his brothers, and I think that maybe we just needed to, like, kill off that bloodline.
Yeah. And you wanted to contribute by taking a little bite.
Exactly.
Just a little
nibble. I think maybe if we all took a bite, maybe we'd be more equal. But anyway, before that was Stella.
I feel like someone said something similar.
Stella, keep looking behind you, girl. Keep looking behind you. You never know. And then I started that set off with Sexy Boy. I gotta be in the right kind of mood, but, like, Sexy Boys also, watch out. I get a little hungry when I go out sometimes, so just saying.
In this town, Erin? I don't know.
I'm leaving this town. I'm dipping soon. But... anyway, I maybe wanted to get into some honorable mentions before we move on. We progress throughout the show.
Okay.
Number one, Baby's Arms by Kurt Vile.
Mm-hmm. That would make you as bad as Richard III, Erin.
It's literally, I don't want to eat the baby. It's like, you know when you see a baby and you go,
what if they just,
like,
had left
on their fingers?
What if you actually did it?
Well, what if I, like, the witched the baby? Anyway. next is Somebody's Son by Haley Blaze. Love her. Great album. Mm-hmm. A little bit too depressing to play today. Next was Cellophane by FKA Twigs. There's something about cellophane. It just would give, like, a good crackle when you, like, chomp down on it, right?
You know what? Like, I know people who have, like, chewed on cellophane.
Yeah.
So that's not out of the bag.
Wait. I'm realizing everything so far has been, like, an organic material. We haven't done any, like, objects.
We're getting there.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that, like, most of them are people.
Most of them are men.
Bugs, and
that's
then one
so
fish.
Fair. That's so fair. Next is A&W by Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Why would you say no?
I don't know. I feel like I always get A&W, and then I get, like, really sad because it just never hits right.
It's not as good as, like, other fast food.
No, it's just not. It's not. I'm going to pick Wendy's over A&W any day.
Agreed.
Right? Next is Oysters in My Pocket by Royal Otis. I'd probably look at him, be like, better not. Next was actually on the set list for the longest time, and then eventually I was like, wait, that's kind of like just like a breakfast sandwich, which was pork roll, egg and cheese by Ween.
Okay.
Which I thought was actually a really, really fun, really, really fun song. And I was like, wait, no, that actually is kind of edible. That's, like, not good.
Wait, I wouldn't say better not.
Exactly. That's what I think. I was like, I need people to be like, absolutely not. I wouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
Next is Broken Glass by Lorde. Sometimes I look at Broken Glass and I go, you know what?
It would be crunchy.
Like, remember in Oculus when she takes a bite out of the light bulb?
No, I've never seen that.
That's a mental
thing. It actually is, but I put that in there because, fun story, my friend actually got my other friend kind of like, not like edible glass, but like safe to eat, safe to like put in your mouth, like fake glass.
Yeah.
To like kind of like
the sugar glass.
I don't know what it was, but yeah.
I thought the story was going to be like my friend, my brother, and eat glass.
And then the last one was Judas by Lady Gaga because he's a betrayer. And that concludes my honorable mentions. So there we go. That's what we could have had. But coming up next, it is a place that I've never been, but I have a feeling, and I don't know why I had this like particular daydream about it when I like thought of this song title. I actually didn't know this song existed until I looked up the title to see if there was one that matched it. And I imagine myself being at this place and kind of just being like, wow, this is such like a monument.
Oh, I have been to this place.
What if I just took a little bit? And no one would know, but then I'd probably have a generational curse.
Probably.
So this could happen, but maybe I shouldn't go to the Great Wall of China by Billy Joel on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You could have had class, you could have been a contender.
going. Just look out for you falling. I read your story, man. You got to be joking. Keep things in perspective. This is my true objective. Why tear this heart out if it's only been broken? Can't put you together the way you used to be.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. And that song that you just heard is My Little Japanese Boy by Baby's Gang. And now I don't necessarily... I've never been tempted to eat a little Japanese boy, but... But this song just came into my life yesterday, and I just want to tell you a little bit about it. So Baby's Gang were an Italian teen pop band formed in 1983, comprised of 13 teenagers, fronted by an Italian disco star who were mostly known for their hit single Happy Song. Now, I did make sure that the lyrics to this were not offensive, as the title would leave you to believe, but I do also want to tell you some of the lyrics, which are, I have a special friend, we walk hand in hand, we spin around, I love your magic smells, he is so crazy, that's fine, best in town, he is my special little dream, I think I'm in love because he is mine. And I really encourage you to dig deeper into that if you would like to. But also, if you wouldn't, that's totally okay. Me knowing that you know this song exists is enough for me. And then before that was The Great Wall of China by Billy Joel. We are heading into the last little bit of the set today. I'm going to play maybe a quick two songs, and then I'll get right back to you to say goodbye. But yeah, up next. Sometimes I find myself being really, really hungry that I could eat a horse with no name. So, Bye America and George Martin on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh.
okay, my bad, I can't count. I actually did cut a song out, which was so sad. But anyway, irrelevant. That was A Horse With No Name by America and George Martin. And we have officially come to the end of Whiplash, the special edition of Whiplash for the CFRC funding drive. So yeah, I really hope that you've enjoyed this past hour and found it like silly and maybe like kind of funny. But like, if you didn't, that's like fine too, I guess. Like, not all of us can be funny, but not me, you. But anyway, so thank you very, very much to DJ Crusher and Mayhem for joining me today. And I really hope that you enjoyed my deep dive into what I think about before I go to bed every night. Not every night, but like, things that pop into my head. And listener, I also hope that you have enjoyed hearing Justin Bieber play Under Me every like 10 minutes. So yeah, but like I said, head over to cfrc.ca to support the station and support what we do, because we do really, really cool stuff. So yeah, that'd be really, really awesome. But I only have one song left for today, and I had to play this even though the content of it is pretty tame compared to other things that I've discussed in the past hour. And I really hope that neither one of my parents have been listening, because this is going to be a conversation that I don't want to have ever again. But it is the Ketchup song by Lost Ketchup, because A Hill I Will Die On, it's disgusting. I look at it every time and go, my taste buds have changed. Is it time? No. And that's that. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for listening. If you didn't like today, that's totally okay. Next week will be completely different. But goodbye.